1,000 sketches in 1,000 days. Day 916. Sketch 1,136. Roman holiday.
Me, yeah, all right, hi listeners.
Well done.
Yeah, got there in the end. Delighted as ever to have you all with us. This is a little sketch that my computer will not open, so I cannot cast it. Oh, it's got a big old monologue at the beginning.
It is just a monologue.
Oh, it's just a monologue, right.
And it says the end.
Historian is the casting. Given that one of us was at one point a historian, I think
maybe
it's only right and just he's not. He sold his soul.
That's true.
But maybe he can go back to those days when he was. Start thinking about voting rights in Bedford. Get yourself back in the zone. Yeah.
Imagine that. Think was about 6 years. That time. 6 years of method work just leading up to this moment.
Just leading up to this sketch. Yep. Think about that time you were a student and you saw a ghost in your room. Get back into that headspace and perform this sketch, please.
Okay, I'll give it a go. In ancient Rome, becoming one of the pugilati, or professional boxers, was one of the most difficult tasks an athlete could undertake. And the skill and stamina of these fighters were... hang on, I'm going to start that again because there's a grammatical mistake.
There is.
Oh no!
In ancient Rome, becoming one of the pugilati, or professional boxers, was one of the most difficult tasks an athlete could undertake, and the skill and stamina of these fighters meant they were prized above soldiers, gladiators, or any other professional strong arms. Accreditation to their fraternity was long and strenuous, but ended with a difficult trial in the centre of Mother Rome herself. Against the clock, hopefuls had to sprint from the Colosseum down to the river, dive in and swim to the shrine of Bellona on the Isola Tiberina in the middle of the mighty stream to collect ceremonial boxing gloves, before swimming north against the current to a point roughly equivalent to the modern Ponte Cavour, then running up the Colis Quirinalis, the highest of Rome's seven hills, there only to meet a champion from the pugilati, against whom the contestant must either win or survive a minimum of 4 rounds. So arduous was this test, matched only by reading the previous fucking sentence, that only the greatest boxing athletes were able to pass and be welcomed into the Hall of Champions. The epic task is still celebrated today amongst brothers of the fist across the world, in the triumphant phrase, "It's the Isle of the Tiber, it's the Hill of the Great Knight, rising up to a challenge on arrival."
I'd forgotten the punchline! Do you know what? I rarely pay you a compliment, but your history reading voice is quite nice. I think you could have a career in that.
Thank you very
much. I could really see a BBC 4 documentary for you. It was very pleasant. Very pleasant.
There we go.
I don't think it would be pugilati.
What do you think it would be?
Is the place pronounced Puglia or is it pronounced Puglia?
How is that place pronounced? I think when it's anglicized,
yeah,
it's like pugnacious.
Mm. And pugilism is the dramatic art of two men punching each other till they can't do simple mathematics.
Oh, okay, so maybe it is right. Okay, now we know. Yes, that's one of Rich's. He's not here today. He's having a rare travel day.
Feels like that's a sketch Simon would like, though.
Yes, that's very fair.
Yeah.
Simon, what do you think? Does that
you're basing it on the punchline alone.
Biscuit? I mean, Simon's quite into history too.
Didn't really do it for me.
No, fair enough.
It was just a bit too much before you got to the punchline, which obviously the punchline was worthy of a sketch, but not worthy of that many lines.
Did you not find Dan's official history voice very pleasing, unlike listening to Radio 4?
It was quite good, but I mean, you all sound like you're on Radio 4 to me. You know? I was walking down the street and like you're walking around and you hear somebody talk and you're like, God, that person is like the Queen. It's actually just some, you know, person from
just some
Liverpool.
Random. From Liverpool. You can't tell the difference between RP and Scouse. You're really not acclimatised to the country very well.
Yeah, you all sound the same to me.
Sure, great, wonderful.
Fair enough.
I did once zoom in from Rome to this very podcast. Although I don't think we were live, were we? No, we weren't live. I've zoomed in from lots of places, but not live.
Did
you swim in the Tiber?
I did not. When I called in to speak to you all, I was right by the Trevi Fountain.
You were,
because I was on a little walk around. But
very nice. Just by Keats House. Is that right? No, that's Spanish Steps. I think. Can't remember.
Yeah, they're not that near each other.
No, I think it might be the Spanish Steps. I can't remember. There is a fountain there, though. Anyway.
Yeah. I was going to say, why is it called Roman Holiday? It's No Roman Holiday is the name of the sketch. Sure.
That is the original title. And From the Bit at the Bottom appears to have been written on Christmas Day.
It was written on Christmas Day 2022. That's because it may as well not be Christmas Day for him. He's like eating salmon or some non-Christmas main. Not as a starter, as a main. Something crazy. And he's, well, I suppose he is wearing his Christmas socks, isn't he?
If he's got Christmas Day. Christmas stockings, yeah.
Yeah, he could be telling us about this. I think...
Christmas cod piece.
I think he had that in 2020.
I don't know where that came from, really.
I don't know where that came from either. Why are you thinking about Rich and his Christmas cod piece?
I don't know, it just occurred.
Popped into your little mind.
The move from salmon to cod is fairly logical.
That's true.
Maybe that's what was happening.
Let's say that, shall we?
Let's hope so.
Maybe I was just thinking of his cock.
Maybe you were. Is it
also
a Christmas cod piece that you're envisaging?
I'd say
or just
Christmas
generic.
Because we were talking about Christmas socks,
fine.
So I think.
Fine. What's it got on it, in your mind's eye?
What would a Christmas cod piece have on it?
Tinsel down the seam, surely.
Tinsel down the seams.
I think it would be a good, if you think about the shape of a cod piece, like a turkey from the top down. That's what I do, and pop some extra little ornamental legs on the codpiece.
Yeah.
And let's not go anywhere else with that.
And you've got your own waffle for it. So
there we go. That's exactly what I was avoiding. And we're out.
1,000 Sketches in 1,000 Days was written by the Albion Basement. It was performed by Dan Mitchell. It was produced by Alistair Turvitt. The music is by The Evenings. See you tomorrow.
On the Isola Tiberina. Oh, fuck.